Welcome to the Financial Fancy Podcast, offering practical financial advice for entrepreneurs. Charisse will discuss the business side of finances and how to create structure that aligns with your business goals. The one-size-fits-all does not work, and the social media coaches are just gaslighting you to purchase products. Let's really get to the nitty-gritty and do the work. Presenting the Financial Fancy Podcast.
Hey friends, how's your mother, brother, sister, cousin doing? I hope you're doing well. I know. I haven't talked to y'all since July. I was taking a break. My birthday was August, and I didn't tell you. So that's my bad that I did not set the expectations of, you know, what I was doing over here. But I knew what I was doing, but you didn't know what I was doing. So I apologize for that. But I'm back. It is the 1st of September, and we are back at it. I have so many new things to tell you, new things to introduce you to, all the mess that didn't happen since I ain't talked to you last, and I'm just so happy that you guys are here. If this is your first time listening to the Financial Fancy Podcast, my name is Charisse Chambers. I'm the owner of Financial Fancy. I also have a second podcast called Business After Dark, where I really get into the nitty-gritty of owning a business and what that means. Financial Fancy is really the place where we talk real business, strategic, strategy, structures, all those things. So today, we're talking about getting access VIP style. Now, if you're wondering where I've been, give you some more details. I just finished my first mastermind. Yes, it's called TTC Academy, which means track those coins. And it has been amazing. I actually just sent the ladies their last email. And I personally learned so much. And I know the students learned so much, and we went over pricing your products, scaling SOPs, which is your structures of procedures, and so much more. And it just aligns with the topic we're talking about today. Like, I want to put you on game, so we're going to have a transparent moment here. So I want you to lean in. Paying for services or paying for a class gains you knowledge you can't get off of YouTube University or Google College. Let me say that again. Paying for services or paying for a class gains you knowledge you can't get off of YouTube University. Y'all know y'all be looking stuff up on YouTube because I do the same thing, or Google College. I had set aside in my budget this year in 2021 a few thousand dollars to do education, specific training. And specific training means how to make funnels. What's a freaking landing page? How do you make products? Which, again, I'm going to get into a whole lot a little bit later. Okay. Y'all keep watching. Okay. But I love YouTube. God knows I do. And Google, because I do a lot of research and look up on that space. But getting linked up with a system coach or whatever coach or support split space that you need to resolve your problem, mwah, chef's kiss. Listen to me now. Also, when you're in a different environment with people who are on the same space as you in your growth, it expedites that procedure. You've ever been in a class and you felt like you should have been in the advanced class because the lesson was just not given what it's supposed to have gave? And what I mean by that is when you go to free 99 spaces, they are all good and well. But for me at this point, because I've been in business so long, the question really is, what's the problem and what's the resolve? But if you're having a problem figuring out even what the issue is, then you're going to have a hard time trying to align where you need to be at to find the resolve, because that's the other problem. People know they want to start a business, but when you start Googling stuff, you could find yourself paying a couple hundred dollars for an LLC when it only costs $100 in the state of Virginia. So sometimes it pays to be in spaces and ask questions to a real human being for your answers. So I want to give you some tangible steps in how to get aligned with what your problem is how to find resolve and solutions to that, and how do you get yourself accessibility to the VIP section in entrepreneurship. So one, vetting. Okay, when people hire me, more or less, I already initially give them my basically resume, which is my connection to my LinkedIn and all my profiles, my websites, all of that. Check me out. Okay. Bada boom, bada bam, bam, bam. Okay. So when you are hiring someone, you need to see what their work is and ask the questions as well. Because I did, I'm going to give you a kind of, it's not a horror story per se, but I wish I would have asked more questions, but I didn't know what questions to ask. I had followed this one influencer who had quit their job publicly, real savvy, like, you know what I mean? So I was like, okay. And their verbiage was, their messaging was like on point. They want to teach you corporate strategies and structures so that you can implement in your own business and get to the bag. This person made more than six figures, made $1 million, so on and so forth. Is doing very well for themselves even now today. But what I didn't ask was, like, I understood our concept that we were going to learn corporate structures, but when I really got into the nitty-gritty of it all, I found out that the majority of our lessons was putting together a website. Well, I'm one of those people who am not trying to be all the things to all the people, nor did I want to learn how to make a website, although I do believe that is a very good skill. But I know that I could have paid someone and got a better return on investment for them to take care of it, which I had already had. So I had paid a good amount of money for this class because I didn't do a good job of vetting and asking more questions. But I didn't really, at that moment, I knew I had a problem, but I thought that her saying, I guess, I'm not even going to say trigger words, but in her explanation, I was like, yes, I need systems and structures, because I even find myself saying that word a lot. But what does it actually mean? With the coach that you're looking for. That's what you need to ask. Number two, know your own pain point. I already kind of, you know, went into that in part one. It says, if you don't know what you're resolving in your business, you might not come out with the answer you're looking for when you sign up for a class, whether it's free or not. And I find most of the issues when I give classes for the Small Business Development Center is, these people are they're at zero, ground zero. They are just starting a business. They might have an LLC. They might have been in business for a year, but like really they're ground zero and they're missing pieces or they have no pieces at all. And we're trying to give them the best methods and best practices, getting your LLC, why you should, getting the EIN number, what you can use it for, right? But if you're a little bit past that point, I would even more so encourage you to get aligned with a coach, whoever that might be. Number three, take it serious knowing your level of commitment. I know some people who sign up for stuff, and I've been guilty of it, signed up for stuff. Some things I've paid for, some things have been free, and not understanding the time commitment. And this time around, when I was vetting the coach that I'm going to be working with, you know, I needed to make sure that I had the time and space and energy to absorb all the things that she's going to be teaching me. And I need you to do the same. Sometimes we overcommit ourselves. So the beginning of the year, I was talking to my PR manager and I was telling her, I was cleaning up my office a little bit. And I said, I'm going to put together all the things that I've ever purchased into one binder and actually go through all of them. And it actually ended up being a passion project that turned into something tangible that I'm going to be releasing for Black Friday. I can't tell you all my secrets. But what I can say is, if you've ever bought anything and you haven't done it yet, do them things. Don't buy no other programs. Don't buy no more notebooks. Don't buy no more systems. Do the things you've already have. And then go from there. You might have already spent money in your business to take care of a pain point you already have. That's all I'm gonna say. And the last thing, number four, know that success is up to you. Something, I don't call myself a coach, but I am a strategist who helps people, you know, create their financial portfolio, which actually low key looks more like marketing. that's a whole nother story that I came to epiphany about today. But I can't assume people's success. Very much like you can't lay the burden of being successful on other people. You purchase the course, you have to do the work. And as a coach myself, again, I now understand I can't take responsibility for someone else's not applying the knowledge. Because, baby, it's chef's kiss, very much like classes myself that I took that I still didn't implement until a year later. And now I'm seeing the results of the same principles that we've already went over. So, friend, what do you need in your business? What's the pain point? Let's start there. Do you need structures, organization, help pricing your products or services, or business plans? This is a shameless plug, of course, but seriously, TTC Academy does all of those things. If you'd like, I'd also be happy to send you the syllabus. It's already posted in my IG stories. I am also going to do another IG story this week, more IGTV, answer questions live about TTC Academy. I only take 10 clients. 10 students in this TTC, because I want to be able to make sure that I can, one, control the environment, two, make sure you learn. I can't take responsibility for your success, but what I can be assured of is that you got the point, okay? And that's all, period. And just the very basics, right? So if you aren't scrambling and you need to get your hands on tangible things for bank loans, you know, completing your tax returns, making out your budget for 2022, because believe it or not, we're 4 months out until the next year, and you need to already be doing that now, like right now. And get clear about your target market and how you increase your conversions. People push more followers, but what good is it if you can't get them to buy? I used to be a person, I just posted today, I have 2,300 followers, and I'm very happy of that. Now, I've worked hard to increase my followers because I'm like, I don't care about the followers. But I also have an understanding that the more people I'm in front of, and I know my conversion rate, the success rate of me having someone buy and be able to teach them. So it's important that you get exposure, right? Now, if I get bare bones with you and share my own struggles and goals in TTC Academy, and I'm telling you right now, there is no secret to sex. You already know there is no secret to success. You already know how I feel about that. And actually, you can do less and make more. And that's a bar, okay, right there. I love you, friend. And as we are rounding out the third quarter, the time for you to shine is upon you. What's the move? If you want to know more about TTC Academy, reach out. And if you know you need all the things I mentioned, sign up. The link is going to be in the show notes for TTC Academy. And it's also in the bio link on my Instagram. Now listen here. I got two things. I'm rooting for your win, and I hope that you have the best day ever. I'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Hey, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. If you want to find me, please feel free to visit my website at www.financialfancy.com. You can also Google me to find out where I'll be speaking at next. You can also follow me on Pinterest, Instagram, and LinkedIn. I post there frequently, multiple times throughout the week. Hope that you will follow me in one of those spaces and just get into the conversation and tell me what you are struggling with your own small business. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.